So, Mike, you're pretty upset about those Rapture people. Explain the source of your disgust.
I'm just generally against things that make Christians look like they're idiots. I think there's a lot of them, to be sure, but this is like probably one of the most well-funded ones.
Do you blame... Who do you blame more? The people involved in the rapture, or the like involved in the rapture declarations, or the people who blew it up into a media event?
I mean, ideally you'd be able to say that the people who believed in it are at fault. But, you know, there's always going to be people like that all the time, ever, you know, everywhere. So, but I don't know. I think it's still safe to say that they followed a guy who was wrong before about similar declarations, you know? And I just don't see how any rational human being can do that.
I think the big issue is that the issue is not, hey, by the way, certain biblical prophecies, if interpreted in a specific fashion, might lead one to conclude that the rapture will happen on May 21st. But it's that there's no possibility we're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We're betting our life on it.
So they went out and, like, you know, gave away their life savings, like, for like, advertisements.
Yep.
Euthanized their pets. Like, that one woman tried to kill her kids. Like, that's just... I mean, these are obviously, like, really sick people. You know, like, their mental capabilities are not, like... I mean, there clearly is something wrong with their logical process.
Is there?
Yeah.
Or is their crime just believing too much?
Yes, it is. It is believing too much.
Isn't there an inherent conflict there, though? That Christianity demands total devotion? These people thought they were doing the right thing by spreading the word about God's return.
I mean, there's always a balance, you know? Like, devotion to what? Like, devotion to, you know, some crazy, like, geriatric, you know, prophet who has been proved false before.
Devotion to the idea that if you believe the world is coming, you would try to save all those that you know, and even those that you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're trying to enact.
Not all of them. I mean, clearly, like, some of them took actions that were not that such that, like, they would... What you're saying is a good thing. You know, like, if we believe that the end of the world is coming tomorrow, what will we do today? You know? Like, that kind of stuff. But there's a lot of harm done as well. You know? It's not just a harmless...
That's the minority of stories, though, I think.
You think so?
I think you have a few outliers who are, like, crazies, who, like, try to kill their kids or their pets.
Right.
And the vast majority of people do more mild things, like take a week off work, say their goodbyes to people, stop planning for next year's vacation.
So, from my understanding, these people, like, a lot of these people knew several years ahead of time that it was supposed to be on May 21st, right?
Yep.
It wasn't, like, just there.
Yep.
So, what I don't understand is, like, why we didn't see, like, this outpouring of people who gave their money and, like, devoted all their time to doing good things, you know, instead of just, like buying billboards.
I think they would argue that serving in a homeless shelter or giving your money away is not going to do any good. Because those are only temporary. Saving people's souls is eternal.
But I think that's maybe one of the fundamental problems of the church in general, is that they think that just standing on a soapbox and yelling things is how people get saved. You know, I think people get saved through those acts of, like, you know, selfless giving, and people see that, oh, these people have, like, a faith that transcends, like, you know, even logic, you know, like, and a faith and compassion that transcends even logic. right now it's just a faith. It's like a faith, and they do like crazy things in response to it. But none of them are like good, like what the world would recognize as a good thing.
Some people do recognize it as good though. Maybe a guy's hit rock bottom, he sees someone chanting about Jesus on the side of the street, and he decides to get saved.
Mm.
That stuff happens.
Yeah. It's pretty rare.
So then it's more about how to best allocate your resources.
Right.
Yeah. As opposed to what they're doing is fundamentally wrong.
Yeah, well, what they're doing is fundamentally wrong. Like, I mean, I don't, like, the extent of which they're doing it, like, rocks the foundation of, like, what, everything that they're, you know, that they stand for. Like, the extent that they were, like, you know.
What?
Oh, I thought you said something. No. I lost my train of thought, so.
Anyway, in conclusion, I feel sorry for all those people who lost everything. Today, thousands of relationships lie in ruin. Tons of life plans completely shattered because of this stupidity. I do pity them. But I also admire their willingness to give up everything in pursuit of what they believed was right. And sure, that's a horrifying thing to say if it's like what they were preaching involves killing other people, but if what they were preaching involves trying to save people, they just went about it the wrong way.
Yeah, they did.